What if you could make a jet engine component 10 times stronger than structural steel, but keep it just as flexible? What if you could build an electric car motor without a single gram of rare earth metals from China? And what if AI could discover these new materials not in a decade, but in a matter of months? This week, that's not science fiction. That's the strategic landscape. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a revolution in the very foundation of manufacturing, advanced materials. We're seeing university labs shatter long-held limits on material strength, startups designing their way around critical geopolitical supply chain risks, and AI platforms attracting massive investment to fundamentally accelerate the discovery-to-market pipeline. This isn't just about chemistry, Troy. This is about competitive advantage.
It is. The ability to create, source, and deploy next-generation materials is becoming a primary driver of industrial power for the next decade. Companies that master this will lead. Those that don't will be left buying from their competitors.
Let's start with that almost unbelievable breakthrough, a new alloy from Purdue University that's reportedly 10 times stronger than steel. What exactly is this material?
It's a cobalt aluminum intermetallic alloy. Normally, compounds like this are incredibly strong, but also very brittle. They shatter like glass. The team at Purdue, in a paper published July 31st, revealed they used a nanoscale microstructural design to overcome this. They engineered the alloy's internal structure to maintain significant ductility, or flexibility, at room temperature.
So they've solved the classic trade-off between strength and flexibility. Why is this a major global headline this week?
Because it fundamentally rewrites the performance limitations for critical components. We're talking about aerospace, energy systems, and defense. Think jet turbine blades that can run hotter and more efficiently, or structural components that are dramatically lighter and stronger. It redefines what's possible in extreme engineering environments.
So what does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers on the factory floor?
It presents a massive opportunity for high-performance component makers to leapfrog the competition. However, it's also a threat. This isn't a drop-in replacement for steel. It will require new manufacturing processes, likely advanced 3D printing or highly controlled thermal treatments. The first companies to master manufacturing with this alloy will have a significant performance advantage.
What about the trading companies and distributors who handle specialty metals?
They need to be tracking the intellectual property and licensing agreements from Purdue University very closely. Initially, this will be a low-volume, high-value material. Sourcing will be exclusive. Distributors need to understand its unique handling and processing requirements to even be part of that new supply chain.
So, the actionable insight for an executive listening right now.
Task your R&D and materials engineering teams with evaluating this cobalt aluminum alloy for your most demanding applications. This is not a routine update. It's a potential paradigm shift. They should be exploring how to get a research license or partner with a university to test it.
Troy, our next story shifts from creating a new material to designing without one. An Indian startup, VMAG Labs, just secured its fifth patent for a rare earth-free electric vehicle motor.
That's right. Their technology is called the Virtual Magnet Synchronous Motor, or VMSM. Instead of using physical permanent magnets made with rare earths like neodymium, it uses software to precisely control electromagnetic fields. It completely designs around the problem.
We talk about rare earths constantly. Why is this specific development so important globally this week?
Because it's moving out of the lab and into the real world. VMAG Labs is already running pilot projects with two-wheeler and passenger car manufacturers in India. This isn't a theoretical paper. It's a commercially viable technology that directly challenges China's dominance over the rare earth magnet supply chain, which is critical for both EVs and wind turbines.
How does that specifically affect U.S. and European auto manufacturers?
It's a classic build or buy dilemma, but with a geopolitical twist. They have an opportunity to license this technology to de-risk their supply chains and gain independence from price volatility and export controls. The threat is that Asian competitors, who are geographically closer to this innovation, could adopt it faster and achieve a significant cost and supply stability advantage.
And this week, we also saw a development from Rice University on making neodymium itself more efficient. Tell us about that.
The Rice chemists engineered what they call molecular baskets to control neodymium's interaction with oxygen.
This allows for more precise control over its chemical reactivity. In the long run, this could lead to more powerful catalysts or magnets that require less rare earth material to achieve the same performance.
So for trading companies, this creates a very complex sourcing picture.
Exactly. One technology, Vimax Motor, aims for total replacement. The other, from Rice, aims for radical efficiency. Do you advise your clients to invest in new manufacturing for rare earth-free motors or to secure supply chains for next-generation, more efficient rare earth magnets? The timing is everything.
What is the actionable insight for executives trying to navigate this?
You must run parallel strategic tracks. Your engineering team needs to be evaluating and even testing rare earth-free motor technologies like VMAX. Simultaneously, your procurement and supply chain teams must engage with suppliers about their roadmaps for incorporating more efficient rare earth processing technologies, like the principles demonstrated at Rice.
Troy, these breakthroughs are incredible, but they can take years to get to market. Our final story today is about a company that wants to shrink that timeline from a decade to a year. A UK startup, Cusp AI, just raised an enormous amount of money.
They raised $450 million in a Series B round, valuing the company at $2.6 billion. Cusp AI is at the forefront of using generative AI for materials discovery. They're building what they call an AI materials foundry.
And they've launched this with huge partners like NVIDIA, Meta, and Hyundai. What does an AI foundry actually do?
It industrializes the process of invention. Instead of a chemist mixing things in a lab, Cusp AI's platform can generate and evaluate millions of potential new material structures digitally. NVIDIA provides the immense computing power, while industrial partners like Hyundai provide the real-world problems. For example, design a new material for a solid-state battery that has these specific properties.
How does this change the game for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It dramatically accelerates the pace of innovation. A company's competitive advantage could soon depend on a custom-designed material that only they have access to. Manufacturers must decide whether to partner with a platform like Cusp AI or invest heavily in building their own internal AI-driven R&D capabilities. If they don't, they'll be working with off-the-shelf materials while their competitors are creating bespoke ones.
And we also saw a major acquisition this week. U.S.-based Asbury Advanced Materials bought Germany's Graphit Kropfermühl. How does that fit in?
It's the other side of the equation, commercialization and supply chain control. Graphite is a critical anode material for EV batteries. By acquiring a specialized German producer, Asbury is securing not just raw material access, but also advanced processing technology and a strong foothold in the European market. It's a strategic move to prepare for the coming wave of advanced materials.
So, for trading companies, the business is shifting from tons of metal to kilobytes of intellectual property.
Precisely. The value is moving from the bulk material to the AI-driven design and a specialized processing that makes it work. Distributors will need much deeper technical expertise to manage supply chains for these designer materials.
What's the final actionable point for executives on this AI-driven future?
Mandate an immediate review of your material science R&D process. It needs to be benchmarked against this new AI-driven paradigm. And instruct your corporate development team to map the ongoing supply chain consolidation, like the Asbury deal, to identify your own critical partnership needs or future acquisition targets.
Troy, an incredible amount of change in 1 week. Let's distill it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the physical limits of materials are being broken. The Purdue alloy proves that performance ceilings we took for granted in structural materials are now obsolete. This opens new design possibilities for every manufacturer of high-performance goods. Second, the industry's greatest supply chain vulnerability, rare earth metals, is now being aggressively targeted from two directions: complete replacement through new motor designs and radical efficiency through new chemistry. A solution is coming. And third, AI is now the engine of material discovery. Platforms like Cusp AI are creating materials on demand, while strategic acquisitions like Asbury's are building the supply chains to deliver them. The speed of innovation has fundamentally changed gear.
And the one overarching action executives should consider?
They must start treating material science as a fast-moving, high-stakes domain of strategic competition, not a slow back-office R&D function. Your company's next game-changing product will be built from a material that AI may be designing at this very moment.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Troy, thank you for the clarity.
It was a pleasure, Susie.
We work to give you the strategic edge. To make sure you never miss your weekly briefing, please subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your platform of choice. Join us again next week to stay ahead of the curve.